Okay, end of war. Or thank you. The Zelensky character. I mean, he's a pitiable character in this story. Because he's just a simple actor having fun on stage, making a fool out of himself, comedian, hanging out with his friends, partying, taking a little much coke. You know. Those are growing, hanging from trees in the European Western media world. And then he gets picked. But you know, they are in a little bit in a hurry. Those, we need to make now a color revolution. That one didn't work. Let's see, what's the next one? This one is an actor, comedian. He can speak English. He looks kind of right and so on. So they throw him in and he goes, yeah, sure, what? Why not president of the old Ukraine? Although he isn't from Ukraine. Well, he can pretend. And then he steps in there and he has this, and he says, but I'm going to do this. I have no knowledge, training, statesmanship, which is probably the most intelligent thing he ever said after that moment of being contacted by those men and women. No problem, we'll take care of that. You just need to learn your script, and you're an actor, right? You know how to do that. Rest of it, just act president. You know, we're some big people behind this, you know. Pentagon is behind it, and the American president, and we're talking president level here. They're all behind you. And, you know, Russia is weak. We know, we have our CIA and we're well informed. You know, you need max a year and then it's over. And we give you this and that. I spoke about this the other day, but no, it's really that character in there. And how he, from then, is stuck in that, because he gets those heavy, violent Nazis on him, like guards almost. Yeah, basically that's it. If you don't continue playing this game, then something might happen to you. So we can make a whole story in there. And how he's taking too much coke and he's really losing it, but no, gotta get out there, press conference, video on YouTube and all the social media of the world, everyone will look at you. Little quick makeup, and the makeup of some lady comes in there. And you know, just said he has a good ability to memorize a script, which of course actors learn. So they just throw that paper to him or those, and he can read them and speak them in a convincing way. That's the most important thing, most important skill for a president nowadays in these times of oligarchy, democracy. And then all of a sudden he finds himself at the center of the stage, of the global political and military stage. And some people are worshipping him as if he was a new Churchill or something. You know, he gets that whole internet, social media, viral campaign there kicks in, designed for him. And those people who make those campaigns, they know what they're doing. So he gets a lot of help. But then we show him from inside his home and inside his office, and guy is lying there on the sofa completely wiped out and took too much of that and gave me a drink and can't take it anymore. And he's kind of going a little bit overboard. He starts shouting, "Oh, this fucking Putin, I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna send some," you know. So when his home is like that, but not because he's evil, because he's drugged out and broken down and on the verge. So that's one of the leaders. And then we can show the leaders on that level what's really going on. And they're all taking cocaine, partying too much, especially when it gets hot and heavy. You need to release a bit of that tension. A lot of sex going on and drinking, of course. And then they step up into those high seats in the parliament. And in front of the cameras, nice suits, nice everything, good makeup artists taking care of them. How do I look? You're okay. Get out there. So it becomes that. Get out there and do it. Success, yeah. So success then is about managing to deliver properly in the media and all of that, giving speeches that are really right, signed by experts to hit all the right emotions and the whole thing. So that's what we are dealing with in Europe. And then you go to China, you go to India, you go to Japan, I mean America, gosh. It's the same thing there. But you've got a Trump character instead, who is not much different, really. So what we are showing here, the purpose of all this jumping around and showing these wrecks and leaders of Europe and the United States of America, Great Britain and all of them, the leaders of the world, they are wrecks. It's the end of an empire. Decadence, weak people, unqualified, not reading anything. Just career, knowing the right people, working yourself up there. And oops, I'm prime minister. Now the ladies will like me. That kind of thing. And you know, you're prime minister, it's not like being this boss of your own company that you built by your own hands, and where the good things you do and the mistakes you do immediately, basically, give results accordingly. Here you can play around on that stage, and then whatever mistakes you do, well, in a couple of years, there's another one there. And you, your mistakes are forgotten, and you can peacefully return to your life, this time as a head of a big company or some big department or something, and famous as your prime minister so-and-so, your president so-and-so. So we show this, and on the other side, where the so-called bad guys are, that we always see, they are, we just show them as realistic as we can. They are just the old-fashioned statesman types. Yeah, that could be good.